We're talking today with Rod Mozell, the new president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Rod, I guess gradually you're starting to get used to being called Mr. President.
It's an adjustment, but we're trying to get used to it. I'm trying to remember to turn around when somebody says that. So
let's talk a little bit about your decision to take part in the race, and ultimately after the runoff, hear your name called as president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Why the interest?
Well, of course, I've had a long-term affection for Farm Bureau and have been involved for many years and was deeply involved years ago when we did the property tax questions. I wasn't in an official Farm Bureau role, but they were our most important partner in that effort. And then we led an effort to address estate taxes in Oklahoma. Oklahoma was not what they call a pickup state on estate taxes. And again, Farm Bureau was our most important partner with that. And then over the years, I've been asked to serve on the Commodity Committee many years as both an horticultural representative on the Horticulture Committee and then on the Ag Labor Committee over the years. And so in that process, I'd reported back to the board and so forth. And then a few years ago, they were having some serious issues on the insurance side. We'd had made some missteps on reinsurance and got hit with some really big storms and took a really nice surplus down to a really low surplus. And several people talked me into running for the board. And so I've been involved. I've had just a wonderful board to work with the last few years as we've been rebuilding. And so that's, the interest is continually built through that. And I've seen all the good work Farm Bureau does and want to make sure that it continues to grow and prosper.
You mentioned the insurance. The previous president, Mr. Buchanan, talked about the fact that the efforts of all concerned have been able to put quite a bit of that behind us as far as the ability to repay the loans that had to be made in order to keep the insurance afloat.
We actually insurance accounting is a lot different than accounting out in my greenhouse business or in regular business world. And since we're a mutual company, it's even a little more interesting. So we're not able to just go and borrow at a bank or something. So other farm bureaus loan to one another when there's a need for extra surplus, and we still have almost $25 million of borrowed surplus that's at a fairly high interest. So one of our main commitments on the insurance side is to get that paid off and to stay committed to getting that done so that not trying to go all Dave Ramsey, but at the interest rates we're at, it makes sense to get that paid off so we can focus on paying less to the interest holders and use more of that for our programming work and our insurance products. So.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of your stated goals as you asked for the votes of the delegates this last weekend. You talked about trying to work better with the other agricultural organizations in the state.
I think that's real important. I've always, I guess, coming from what would be considered a minor crop or a specialty crop in horticulture, we can't have a big influence all by ourselves. So we have to work with everybody else to have an impact. And so I've spent my whole lifetime having to build coalitions or work with other people. And so I believe in that, and that's my history, I guess. And the last few years, sometimes Farm Bureau would use the stick too much, I think. So we're going to make a real effort to do more outreach with the other commodity groups and the other ag groups. There's just so few – agriculture has gotten so efficient. There's so few people in agriculture anymore. There's fewer and fewer of us. There's less of our political leaders and of our agency leaders that understand agriculture because they didn't grow up on a farm, and maybe even their parents didn't now. And we're, 30 or 40 years ago, almost everybody either had grown up on a farm or their parents had grown up on a farm. So we've got a lot better job of education, a lot better job of working with one another, because there are a lot of very special circumstances in the agricultural field that are a lot different from running a corner hardware store or running a service business of some type. And so we have to tell our story and why it's different and why we have to make sure that they understand that as they're making rules and regulations.
You're walking into a position that got some big decisions ahead of you and board members that were put into place at this 2017 meeting. Top of the list, I would think, is to get that leadership, your executive staff leadership in place.
Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to be having our first board meeting to start looking at the applicants we have. We've got a significant number of applicants. We're going to go through those for the first time here in a couple of weeks and start dividing those up to start making phone calls and start checking things out. I think most of the board would agree that we're not feeling under time pressure to have it done, you know, in a month or 2 months. It's probably going to be a long process because we want to make sure we do it correctly and that we pick the right person, because this, in a lot of ways, is the focal point person of leading the biggest ag group in the state, and so having the right staff person to do that is critical.
You mentioned largest ag group in the state. You've set policy this last weekend. The delegate body did. I know you had a chance to follow along with that. You've probably had a chance to review some of the things that went on during that policymaking session. Thinking ahead to this next year, even this special session that continues on, what are some things that are priority for Farm Bureau as you work with the legislature and work with these other ag groups?
I mean, all of us, it's unusual for Farm Bureau to come out in support of some increases in taxes or income of some type. And we actually had some policy changes this week that address that, including a change of position on the 6 cents of supporting up to 6 cents on fuel taxes, making sure that a lot of that is used for, we're wanting to make sure it goes towards roads and highways, but that could lessen the overall pressure on the state budget. But there's particular concern there because that's important to be able to move product from out of the, what separates us from a lot of the Russian republics is that we have infrastructure and we have roads and highways and we have a steady, dependable society and civilization so that we can move product from the farm to markets. And so that's very important. And so our members went on record for that. Have been longtime supporters. Last year it was a priority issue to support the Extension Service, which has led our American agriculture to being the most efficient and important agricultural producer in the world, and not only feeds much of our country but much of the world, and we're of course have been supporters of the schools in our communities across the states and supporters of the basic infrastructure of our state, and will continue to do so.
You're kind of a lot of times that, you know, some of your social media posts and like not, you try to think ahead, you try to sometimes cast visions. What is that vision out there for Farm Bureau as you go through this first term as president?
Well, I think we need to get a lot more folks involved. I agree, even though we're smaller numbers than we used to be, we're still a lot of folks that aren't involved in Farm Bureau, and so we need to get more of the community involved, because we are the general industry. We want folks to be involved in their commodity group. That's important. But in addition to being involved in their commodity group, I think it's important for anybody in the ag community to be involved in Farm Bureau, because that's the general industry representative for agriculture. And so we truly do want to be the voice of agriculture and then cooperate with all those other groups to magnify our voice and multiply it. But we're hoping to be, with so many of the legislators now coming from urban areas and not having a farm experience, we're wanting to start doing some things like when new legislators are elected and starting to do field trips to take them out to a variety of farms and let them meet actual farmers and folks that both are cattle operations and grain operations and some specialty operations, so that they get so that we can educate and expose them to agriculture. Most folks start out with a positive image of farmers, but they just don't know any of the basics. So we want to take them out and let them put faces with that and see some operations.